keeping you in touch with Michigan and the world.
First of all, a note here of congratulations to Detroit Police Deputy Chief Renee Hall, who will now be called Chief in the city of Dallas. 46-year-old Hall, currently the Deputy Chief in Detroit, selected from a field of 7 finalists. Hall followed in her father's footsteps by choosing the career in law enforcement. He was killed in the line of duty when she was just 6 months old. And now Hall will be the chief of police in Dallas, Texas, a force still coping with the tragedy of July 7th, 2016, when a man murdered 5 police officers, wounded 9 others, plus 2 civilians. Those shootings aimed strictly at police officers, closely followed by 2 other high-profile cases in Minnesota and Louisiana, which police officers have been involved in fatal shootings. Hall is a black woman who will be in charge of the Dallas, Texas Police Department in the wake of those police shootings. We wish her all the best and congratulations. Her father, I'm quite sure, would be quite proud of her accomplishments, to say the least. Here's a here's a story that I find chilling on a whole host of levels, and I think you may as well. And I want you to hear this story. You can tell me what you think. The hotline is 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. Would you or would you not get an implanted microchip from your company? It's the next thing that's inevitably going to happen, and we want to be part of it. So says Chief Executive Officer Todd Westby of Three Square Market. The company designs software for break room markets that are commonly found in office complexes. Just as people are able to purchase items at the store using their cell phones, Westby wants to do the same thing using a microchip implanted in a person's hand. It will come up, scan the item, while showing how the process will work at an actual break room. We'll hit a pay with a credit card, and it's asking to swipe my proximity payment. I'll hold my hand up just like a cell phone, and it'll pay for whatever it is I bought. More than 50 Three Square Market employees having the devices implanted starting next week. Each chip about the size of a grain of rice. It's like the implants they put in your dog or your cat so you don't lose your dog or cat. It's the little rice implant that they have. They'll be able to purchase market kiosk items, but this is a plan that'll be going nationwide, worldwide, make no mistake. He claims there's no GPS tracking at all, but I find that hard to believe. If you've got a chip, you can be traced, you can be tracked. Here's another frightening story going on out there. A Brooklyn man taking heroin falls asleep behind his car going down the road. So his 7-year-old daughter of the drug-addicted junkie climbed from the unbelted herself from the back seat, climbed forward, got behind the wheel of the Lexus driven by Eric Roman, no longer driven by Eric Roman. 2 members of the emergency crew pulled up next to him, looked at him, said, "Gosh, there's something wrong," obviously. The 7-year-old couldn't get this car stopped because she couldn't reach the pedals. They pulled the ambulance in front, put on the brakes, and brought it to a stop. Heroin, drugs, also destroying America. The hotline number, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. It's the Common Sense Hotline. You can get involved with the conversation. And can you imagine a 7-year-old being, having enough common sense, peace of mind to climb over the seat, into the driver's seat, climb on Dad's lap, and drive the car so that Dad, that's all stoned out on heroin, doesn't crash. There you go. 888-900-9966. I think we missed a couple there. 888-900-9966. So it is. Juggling chainsaws here today. Here's another one for you. I'll just keep piling you up with them. The Minnesota Department of Education has approved a transgender guide that suggests segregating students who are uncomfortable with transgender bathrooms. It's part of the transgender toolkit, approved by an advisory council for the state's education department. It offers Minnesota schools suggestions on how to accommodate transgender and gender nonconforming students. And apparently their suggestion is to segregate the other kids. The normal kids get segregated out. Don't miss that one. The other kids get segregated out. Not the transgender kids. The rest of the school, the 99% of the kids get to go. If you're not comfortable with that deal, you get to go somewhere else because you're not accepting. I'm sorry, Alex. Jesse checking in from Grand Blanc. Jesse, what's on your mind?
Oh, I'm coming on the microchip.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd live in a box under a bridge before you could make me put a microchip in as an employee of any place.
Isn't that frightening?
It scares me to death. I've actually thought of that before. I thought the government would be starting it.
Yeah, well, now they're perfecting it in private industry. You know, don't trust the government. They won't be far behind perfecting it in private industry. I would never take a microchip for any reason. I'm with you, Jesse. Thank you for checking in.
Thanks.
Would you ever take a microchip seriously? This is what this company in Wisconsin is doing to dozens of its employees voluntarily, they say. But there you go, 52 after. Quick break here on the Steve Gruber Show, and we'll be right back.